How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle.
Welcome, welcome.
Coming to you from a small studio in London Bridge.
Yeah.
That is like a padded hospital room.
It is, isn't it, a bit?
Yeah.
Mm, it's the blue, I think. It's very, very clinical.
Yeah, for like one of those dresses that you wear. Gowns.
Gowns, I think.
Those open back dresses you wear.
Those open back dresses. Why can't they put another thing on the back of those? I do feel bad for people.
Yeah, or like do it up at the side, like a sarong.
Like a lovely sarong.
Yeah.
Why isn't it a bit more tie up?
Don't know.
I wouldn't like that.
Why do they need to be able to see your bum?
They're obsessed with it, I tell you.
Wow.
Obsessed. So, we thought we'd talk to you today about old friends.
Old friends? It was your suggestion, Tom. Was it because something's happened with an old friend?
I was thinking more about like keeping in touch with people, seeing old
during the stressful time.
During any kind of stressful time, just keeping in touch with people. I think, how do we do it? Like, I realise my mum still sends Christmas cards to people she used to live next door to, and stuff.
In like
the 70s,
the 20s,
in the before the war.
Before the war, and what like, a time?
You know, like it's all sort of. It's. I wonder if that world is still. Well, I guess it does still exist on things like Facebook and stuff. We keep in touch with people.
Yeah, but it's not the same though, is it?
No, it's not the same.
Do you send Christmas cards? You don't, do you?
No, do you?
To my family, yeah.
That's nice.
I think we said this before. I send like mum and dad, nan.
Oh, yeah, you
do. Me and my bro don't. Auntie and cousin.
That's a nice thing to do. I suppose I always think if you're going to see the person, you don't need to send them a card because you can wish them a happy Christmas to their face. But then I do it. And then I should send their.
So you wouldn't send your mum, you wouldn't give your mum and dad a Christmas card?
No.
And they wouldn't give you one?
No.
Birthday, though?
Yes. So that defeats my argument immediately.
I don't know.
It does seem like it's a nice old thing that people used to do, or write a letter.
Yeah, do you like writing letters?
I love it. I was going through my old stuff because I'm decluttering at the moment.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it up your room, aren't you?
I found so many letters.
Who to?
People I went to school with. People I met in my late teens, early 20s, would keep in touch via letter.
Did you grow up
in
the Dickensian era?
Victorian times, yeah. I am Emily Bronte.
Oh my God, I've always thought that.
Did you watch that programme about her?
No, you've told us twice on the podcast that I really need to watch it.
Stayed with me. Yeah, really stayed with me. It wasn't as grotesque as a Dickensian sort of story. Dickens. It was quite normalising of their world. But they did write a lot of letters. I mean, imagine writing a novel by hand.
Oh my God. And then how would they print the paper, Tom? How would they get so many copies of it?
Oh, then they had printing presses, but they had to like send it off like a massive brick.
Like a manuscript.
Like an ice cream carton of paper.
Imagine. Like that. Tom, I'm so dyslexic. Imagine how many mistakes I'd make.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't have been the only one. There must have been other people who would make mistakes.
Special needs.
Maybe.
No, but you know the special needs people. I wouldn't have been a writer, would I? I would have been like a cleaner.
Probably, yeah.
Or, but like, someone that mucked out the horses.
Yes.
That'd probably be a man.
Yes,
it?
They probably wouldn't allow women to do that sort
Feminism
of thing.
Feminism hadn't happened yet.
You'd probably have to do, like, cleaning or something, like shirts and stuff. Laundry.
Laundry. Starching people's shirts.
Oh, yes, I like a starch shirt.
I know you do. You'd be there. You'd be, like, you'd be the Lord of the Manor.
I would, wouldn't I?
You'd be poncing about. I'd
poncing
be there
about
going,
with my shirts
I'm
on.
Sorry, Mr. Allen. I was wondering if you'd like to take your tea in the drawing room this afternoon.
Yes, I will take it in the drawing room. Thank you, Susie.
You wouldn't know my name.
Thank you, girl.
I like that I'm still girl. I'm 31 and I'm still girl, so that's okay.
Thank you. No, I'm sure I would have been much disgruntled to be living in probably not any splendour. I would probably be.
No, I think you would have been, you know, like one of those dodgy geezers.
Oh, what do you think?
That managed to like worm their way into high society.
Oh,
sooner or later they'll realise you're a con man.
A con man. Oh, I'd like to be that.
But I think that you would go in and you'd say that you were sort of the son of a baron or something.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, I do, Tom.
That's basically what I'm doing with my life at the moment.
Did you tell people you're a son of a baron?
Yeah.
Wow.
Son of a preacher man.
No, that's when you're temple for your Dusty Springfield, isn't it?
Yes.
That's
very different. Other party. I suppose I'd like those old-fashioned, oldie-worldy things. Like, I like an ink pen.
Yeah.
I like nice handwriting. I don't
quill.
Have nice handwriting.
You do have nice handwriting.
You say that, you flatter me.
I think you have lovely penmanship.
Lovely. You said that last week on your birthday.
It was my birthday, thank you, Tom.
Oh, we had a nice time, didn't we?
Didn't we?
Meat and buns. Is that what it was called?
Flesh and buns.
Flesh and buns. Oh,
yeah, it's really nice, isn't it?
Wasn't it? Mm.
Sushi and then what are those Korean buns that Tom loves.
Mm, I love that sort of sweet bread.
And then that white sweet bread that must be full
of... Oh, it's no good for you.
So much bad things.
No good. What one did you have? The duck?
No, steak.
Steak, because it was your birthday. I had the belly of pork.
Is it delish?
Yeah, do you know what I can't get enough of at the moment?
Belly of pork.
Pork scratchings.
Pork scratchings.
Guys, I don't mind telling you. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm pregnant or something.
Maybe you're pregnant. They're so bad for you.
Mmm, crispy pork skin.
What about sometimes they've got hair on
them? Yeah, sometimes that. I don't mind.
Do you pick the hair off? Would you just think, for a penny, in for a pound?
Yeah, in for a penny, in for a pound.
In for some pig hair.
Yeah, love it. Oh, I love it. Salty, crispy,
yeah,
fat.
It is. So it is salty, crispy, fat, yeah.
Mm, I love that. It's my favourite. No wonder I've not got a six pack.
Well, you don't need a six pack.
No, I suppose not.
I don't have a six pack.
But you're so skinny, Suze.
No, you say that, but I'm really not. I just dress well for my size. But there you are in that slinky dress.
You know, you're wearing a jumper today, which is similar to the one I've got that I just got rid of. And I think it looks very nice on you. It's sort of, what would we call that? A butterscotch.
Oh, do you mean I have to call it brain?
Brain?
Brown. I was saying brown in like a Cockney accent.
Brown.
Because you went, butterscotch. Well, no, sir, I would have called this brown. But whatever you say, Mr. Allen, whatever you say.
Well, I don't know. An oatmeal? I mean, it's a bit dark for an oatmeal.
A bit dark for an oatmeal. That's why I say brown.
Mmm. It's a nice colour, though.
Thanks, Tom.
Nice colour goes with your boots.
Oh, Tom, you're full of compliments today.
Full of the joys of spring. We've got daffodils.
Oh, clang.
Clang. In a vase at home. Oh, they are lovely. In a sort of rustic jarry, sort of jarry vase.
In a rustic jarry vase.
Mm, I recommend it. Daffodils are not an expensive flower.
They're not. They're very cheap.
Very affordable and a lovely. I love the smell of them.
They're very nice.
I love.
So what do? You sit there with your quill.
Yeah, with my daffodils in a jar, my thoughts.
Your thoughts. Any music?
Just the gramophone.
Yeah. And what sort of things it playing?
Come into the garden, Maud. And
how does Come into the garden, Maud go?
I just can't remember. It's just one of
what sort of song
songs.
Is it?
I think it's one of those.
Oh, is it?
I've just ordered a new chair for my desk. What do you think about that?
Well, Tom, you talked about that you were thinking of getting a chair the other day, so tell me everything.
Made.com had a sale on
these. No, you went to Made.com. I hate their advertising.
Do you? Strong words. Why?
Isn't that the woman that looks like she's trying to have sex with the chair?
As tweeted by me.
As tweeted by you.
She does, but it doesn't...
And then there's another girl that's just sort of like... she's in the middle of a jump. Oh, they're trying to be too artsy. It's like, just sell your furniture.
They are, just sell a chair and shut up.
They've got one with a girl on a sofa, but she's doing a headstand on it.
No, silly,
isn't it? I don't need that.
I don't want that.
I just want to see someone sitting on it.
I know. There's a lot of silliness in the world.
Yeah. This podcast being one of them.
But I don't... Well, I didn't notice that. But what I will say, you click on... You have a look at one thing on the Made.com website. So you go, oh, I'll have a look at that bookcase. And then every website you then look at...
Made.com. Made.com. Bye.
Do you want to buy that bookshelf? Do you want to buy a bookshelf? Do you want to buy a bookshelf? Buy a bookshelf. That bookshelf you looked at. Look, it's still here.
Yeah, you got books, didn't you? Where are they? In a box? Have this bookshelf.
Basically, yeah. They do not let up.
So you bought...
I ended up relenting and I bought this chair. It's grey. It's got wood handles. It's my first piece of furniture.
Very nice.
I've never bought a piece of furniture.
Very nice. For your desk?
For my desk, yeah. I want to get a new desk, though.
Right, so you've bought a chair that potentially wouldn't fit your new desk?
Potentially, no.
That's a great thing.
Good plan, right? And then I went in there the other day with my friend Eleanor, because they have a showroom on the Charing Cross Road.
I know, I've been there.
Right. They have this beautiful blue one. Very springy. Very nice. Very supportive. Not very high, so it wouldn't support your neck. But like, as I've done material about this, it's like an occasional chair. Like, you could have it in just a little corner, a little alcove somewhere, maybe with a little coffee table, you know.
A book on it. Like, some daffodils by the side.
Oh, do you know? That's all I want.
A room of one's own.
It's not too much to ask for, is it?
No, it's not. But you've got lovely housemates.
I do have lovely housemates. Yes, I do. One of them's gone to get their hair done today in Hayes. Dad, yeah. And
what's he getting? Just a new syrup.
He's getting a new toupee, and he's making a noise.
Yeah.
Oh, did it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Playing.
What it would sound like to our listener? Do that noise again. It sounds like I'm about to do a horror story.
Ooh.
But I'm not. Tom's just fiddling.
She welcome, listener.
Yeah. She shut the door. That would have really worked.
I once did a radio show and they had Bang. A folio. Thank you. They had a folio artist who did all the sound effects live.
Yeah, now they stand behind a desk, don't they? Mm-hmm. And do everything. Yeah, that's
like a little door.
Yeah, like the slamming of a door and.
A little tray of leaves, a little tray of gravel.
What to do footprints on, footsteps. Yeah.
A brick and a fork. They did a lot of sound effects with that.
A brick and a fork? What sort of thing? What sort of carry on? What was it about?
What was it about? It was actually the pilot of Bleak Expectations, which, going back to our previous subject of Dickens, a spoof of Dickens for Radio 4. And in the pilot, we had all of the effects done live, but then it all got a bit complicated, and then we went to doing them, played in.
Oh, I think a folio art, that must be a dying breed,
I think
mustn't
there's,
it?
You know, but I think the studio managers like it, the sound engineers, they like it because it's a challenge for them.
I would like it. I think it sounds way more exciting to have someone doing folio.
Very analog.
Very analog.
Very analog. Like if you meet somebody on a date, you just meet them in a bar and go for a date, that's analog dating.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Digital.
Digital dating.
Online dating, yeah.
Well, I know online. I mean, I've
online,
heard of that.
All the apps. More. All the apps.
You know the apps.
You know. But do you have a lot of old friends, Susie?
Oh, God, I forgot we were talking about. I forgot what the subject was for a moment. Do I have a lot of old friends?
Do you keep in touch with people?
Just you, really.
It's just me now.
It's just you now and mum.
And your mum.
Stay in touch with Nan. She's an old person. She's an old friend.
But down in Pompey, do you see people that you haven't seen?
I've got
ages?
I've got like a handful of friends that I stay in touch with quite loosely. Mm. There's a group of girls that I do really like, but I just never get the chance to see them.
When do you get a chance to see them? You're in Portsmouth.
When I'm in Pompey, I only really want to see my mum, my dad.
Yeah.
Occasionally my bruv.
Yeah.
Go and see my Nan, see my auntie. Go to Sunday lunch, then I've got to bug off back to London. Mm. It's very hard.
Yeah, it is difficult keeping in touch with people, isn't
it? That's the thing. That's why I did a podcast with you. I thought, well, at least we'll stay friends.
At least we'll stay in touch this way. Well, it is. And sometimes, you know, it's nice to see people. And then you don't see people for a while and it can often feel quite, I don't know.
Like, where do we start? Like, if you haven't seen someone for like 3 years,
yes.
What do? Is you just jump off and go, here's a short story of what I've been up to.
Exactly. And is there sort of an embarrassment of like, I'm sorry we haven't kept in, you know, like, why haven't we kept in touch?
Yeah, like, does that mean something?
Does that mean something?
Does that mean like, oh, it was a friendship that was for a season rather than for life?
I mean, is that what it is? Is that what
I don't know.
People come into our lives for? Just a time?
I don't know, Tom. Or are you meant to make the effort to stay friends with people so that you've got friends that you can go, oh, do you remember that time at school?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but I fucking hated school. I don't want to talk to any of those pricks.
Do you?
And if any of you are listening.
Love this show. Always messaging us. I mean, I have a friend who's very good at keeping in touch with people who will go and like have dinner with someone every now and then. But I think it's difficult if you haven't got a 9 to 5.
Yeah. I've got a lot of time for coffee in the daytime.
Who's around, though?
No one.
Me.
Just you. That's why we're so close. Tom, do you fancy coffee again? Later on today. So we're happy in the morning and the afternoon. Marvellous.
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? Sometimes, like, some people are very good at planning their downtime. I'm not good at planning downtime. I go,
no.
Oh, God, it's a day off now. What do I do?
Drink. Cry.
Whiskey. I drank whiskey on Saturday.
Go into the garden with Maud.
Whiskey's not a good way to get drunk, is it?
No.
And the hangover I had on that train. Oh.
Why whiskey? Were you doing that thing where someone said, I'll have a whiskey and you went,
I think
oh, yeah,
so.
Well,
I thought, like,
whiskey.
The last time I'd been out in this environment, I'd been drinking whiskey. And then I thought, oh, I'll have a whiskey again. And it was sort of fun.
Mm.
You know, we had a laugh, and it's probably what I needed. But the trouble is, you know, it's all a bit of a blur now. So
who knows what you did?
Who knows what I did?
I drank white wine on Saturday night.
Ooh.
That gives you a bad head, doesn't it?
Yeah, white wine I will avoid for drinking
at all costs.
Yeah, wine generally I try and avoid. vodka lime soda we had the other day, and I was very grateful for that when we went out.
Yeah, I also drank about a bottle of red. I mean, let's stop talking so much about how much we drink, because my mum does listen to the pod. Hi, Mum!
Oh, I'm sure your mum wouldn't mind. She'd say you've got to have a good time.
She would. She'd give me a vodka.
What's your mum's drink?
Vodka.
She's a vodka.
Straight. No, ice and a slice.
Vodka tonic? Vodka Coke?
Vodka lemonade.
Vodka lemonade. Oh, that's nice. I like a vodka Coke if I'm feeling a bit flat.
Oh.
I find the sugar.
That's a bit of a pun there.
I know, right? That picks me up a bit, bit of a pick me up. But the worst one, I think, for hangovers, champagne.
No, because apparently really good champagne doesn't give you a hangover. That's the.
I've been to some crappy weddings.
Wow. I hope they're all listening. Did you stay in touch with them? I'd love to stay in touch, but it turns out that shit champagne you gave me at your wedding gave me a 2-day headache. So.
20 quid I spent in John Lewis on your gift vouchers.
There you go.
You know, and then you get there. What's this? I think it was. I thought it was quite expensive champagne we were having, but obviously not. Prosecco, I'm fine with.
Prosecco, I prefer Prosecco to champagne.
Yeah, I think it's an easier drink. I think champagne's a bit overrated.
You heard it here first,
guys. It's the sort of thing you'd read in a Sunday supplement, isn't it?
Yeah, champagne overrated, and then like a picture of you, like rolling your eyes next to a champagne glass.
Yes, tipping it out. Whereas I do think if you spend the same amount of money on a bottle of, say, red wine. You'd have an amazing bottle of red wine for
£30, yeah. Tom, do you know what I've realised? We decided to do this podcast today about old friends. Mm. And what we've spoken
about
is booze.
My old friend, booze.
Champagne. I haven't seen her for a while, but I'd love her to come back into my life.
Oh, what an old friend. What
do you stay in touch with people? You write... Do you do still write to people?
Well, I don't write as much as I should, actually, and I'm trying to get more into it. What I'd like to have is some writing paper on my desk and have... I wish I had more of a routine with my desk.
You had monogrammed at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, still got that.
That's lovely.
As much as I thought.
Yeah, that is the type of thing that you go, I imagine I'll be forever sending letters, but then, of course...
In reality, no.
You never do.
I would like to go to Smithson and have... Or Smithson, I'm never sure how to say it. And have... They're the posh stationers and have... They have like a stationery salon or something, or saloon, and you can go in and choose your font and have your monogram, have your letterhead done. And they keep the engraving so you can have them go back and have it printed more easily. All the celebs do it, Suze.
Do they?
Yeah, and I want to be just like them.
So
I
who would have
just
one?
Like...
So then put that paper in their printer and it would print it out like with your name at the top.
No, they print it in their printing press.
No, I know, but then you've got the picture. But then you put that paper with your header in into your own printer.
Oh, if you wanted to, or you'd write it on it in hand.
Oh, Tom.
On hand, by hand.
You're right.
Doesn't make any sense, am I?
You're making a lot of sense, no, dear. Mm. Talking about booze a lot again.
I know, isn't that terrible?
Absolutely.
I won't be drinking for a while, not after Saturday.
Oh, no.
There's nothing
worse. Are you off
it? Mm. Well, I was on the train yesterday. I had to go to Bristol. And then I was traveling.
The old Birmingham to Bristol.
Birmingham to Bristol, cross country. Slept for that one. I was fine by the time I got to Bristol. And then I had to get the Great Western one. I mean, it was a threadbare train. It was freezing cold. One of those doors.
Yeah.
You know, when they've got those electric doors that keep. It's like, don't have the electric doors if you can't maintain them between the carriages. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Those slam doors from the 70s with the windows that open. It was a nightmare. And then the lights went out.
Well, they just went out whilst you're on the train.
Just went out when I was on the train.
My God, you must have felt like
I screamed. It was like Murder on the Orient Express.
I was going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. But it must have been like that.
I just grabbed my pearls.
Yeah.
My pearls.
Like in that. Or like in, is it the second or third Harry Potter film when they're on the way back to Hogwarts?
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, a Dementor gets on the train. They have a right mess.
Oh,
but
no.
It's a real pain in the ass. But
oh, I bet.
It's terrifying, and I would have been very scared that a Dementor was going to get on.
Well, I was quite glad because I wanted a bit of, you know, it's quite soothing, and you know my bugbear, I do not like bad overhead lighting. I do not like it.
But you also can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, I can.
It's one of your skills, I'd say.
Yep. Do you know what I do find difficult, though? Sleep, and I'm going to tell the listener this, sleeping in bed with somebody else, romantically or otherwise.
Tom.
I find I do
sharing
not,
a bed.
Sharing a bed, I do not sleep properly.
I love sharing a bed with
everyone.
Sleep,
do you sleep well?
Yeah, why not?
You're quite a light sleeper, though, I think.
Mm.
Whereas it has been remarked, I look like I'm dead when I'm
That is true. You do look like you're dead.
Somebody
I remember once putting my head, when you slept on the pull-out sofa in the lounge, I put my head around the door.
Yes.
And you looked like you were dead, but you also had the quilt just up to your armpits.
Yes.
So you could, and then you had your shirt and your bow tie on still.
Of course. How else am I supposed to sleep?
What about if there was a fire? And what I had if
there
to
was a fire and I had to go to a very formal dinner party?
It was just quite funny that you were wearing a bow tie.
Was that your birthday or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've worn a bow tie for a while.
You should. It's a great look on you.
I always like them, a bow tie.
Very difficult to tie, though.
I can do it.
Can you?
Do you know what? I had a dream about that last night. That's funny.
You had a dream about tying a bow tie?
Yeah, and I said to somebody, do you need me to tie that for you? Who was it?
Oh, Tom, who's coming into your dream?
Very vivid dreams.
Or was someone trying to take off your bow tie whilst you were asleep last night?
Oh, I hope. Maybe we were robbed. Oh, God.
My pearls.
My pearls. But I quite liked the dimness of when the lights went out. And then, of course, they came back on and it was this horrible strip lighting. Oh, it's so glaring.
It's like working in a really shit office.
Oh, it is, you know.
I've worked in so many shit offices.
Me too. And like those trains, they aren't clean enough.
They're so expensive. Dim lighting.
So expensive. It was 25 minutes late. Oh, 25 minutes late. Not half an hour, so you don't get any money back.
Oh, that's annoying. And so did you go to Birmingham, from Birmingham to Bristol and then to Bristol home yesterday?
Yes, ma'am. And then I had to get an Uber because it was late and I missed the connections, the last trains.
Oh, Tom, you must have been absolutely livid.
I was absolutely livid and I spoke to the mayor.
Let me tell you. I was furious in Bromley.
Apoplectic. Furious at Paddington Station. And I spoke to the man and I said, I think this is disgusting. You should put a taxi on for me to get home.
What did he say?
We're a business. We're not in the business of giving taxis away. And I was outraged by that. I said,
well, thank God you've got that paper with your name on it. You can send him a letter, can't
you? Well, I'm going to be. I'm going to be writing in.
Dear the fat controller.
The way he said it, we're a business, we're not in the habit of giving away. And I was a bit like, well, I paid
for your service and your business was not good enough.
Good enough, yes. I said, it's done. He said, well, you can write in and complain. Try and get compensation. Said, you won't give it to me because it's less than half an hour. But I've missed my connection. Oh, I was angry. I've complained about trains before on this. But I do think people are disgruntled.
Well, you know, you are. You're furious about this.
I'm furious. The hangover may have been part of it.
Look, I'm not one to judge. You know me, Tom. No, that's not true.
You never get angry like that. You never get angry like... You never get, like, impatient.
Oh, I'm a horrible person. Yeah, loads.
I've never seen you get like... Oh, have I once? Where did I see you get like that?
Oh, I don't know. What did I do?
I feel like there was a time when you were outraged at someone.
Did I tell you off?
Not me.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, you did once when you were drunk.
But, when I was drunk, I told you off.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Stop showing off or something.
Did I?
Yeah, it was at Latitude. Don't you remember when we arrived and I kept laughing about you putting up your tent?
Oh, no. Okay, that was very different. That wasn't me telling you off. Okay, I stand by my telling off for you then.
Why? What did I do?
That was when you thought it was hilarious. I was trying to put up a bastard tent. You were pissed out of your face. And I was pushing the tent wire through the hole.
Loop thing. Yeah.
Through the loop, and you were pulling it out the other way. And I was going, this is going on forever. I don't understand. And we had nowhere to bloody sleep.
Oh,
and you were doing
funny.
That while you had a gin and tonic in your hand.
Tony thought it was funny.
Tony did think it was funny. But yeah, no, I did tell you off then. And do you know what,
Tom?
I
was making too much noise as well that night.
Told you for making too much noise. Yeah.
Well, you know, Latitude, everyone goes to bed, don't they? Not me.
Literally everybody was asleep other than you. I was the one that was just told to tell you off.
Who told you to tell me off?
Well, I was just the one that was like, oh, just tell him to be quiet.
Who said that?
I'm not telling you.
Yes, you should.
No, I shouldn't.
Who?
No one. Now, listen.
Who was it?
I'll tell you another time if you behave.
I'm a liability when I'm drunk, do you think?
Sorry?
Do you think I'm a bit of a liability?
No.
Well, I never know how to carry on with these things.
Tom, you don't need to worry about carrying on at all. But I did tell you off that night. And do you know what? I'd do it again. Because... Well. I was being a martyr. That was the problem.
You were, weren't you?
I was trying to put up a tent.
See, now I'd just pay the extra, I think, and go glamping. I couldn't put up a tent.
Because Tom's doing telly. He's changed.
No, it's not because of that. My priorities have changed. I'm 33 and a half now.
I'm 31 in a week.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah, I'm getting old. I can't sleep on the floor, not even on an inflatable mattress.
Okay, well,
I'd want one of those sheds. That's what I want to try.
That's what we had last year. A shed at Latitude.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it's like being in a Wendy house, but it's great.
Did you sleep properly?
Yeah.
I think I'm getting a bit old for festivals, to be honest.
Well.
You know, you get to a point you're like, oh, I've done this now.
What so festivals are not your old friends anymore?
No, I think I want to go on a cruise.
Do you?
Mm.
A gay cruise?
No,
cruise.
Just a nice old straight people's cruise.
An old straight people's cruise. See, the thing is, you'd be great because you're really, old people love you.
Yeah.
You'd be making them laugh.
Yeah. I think there's quite a few gays on a old people's cruise as well.
Do you
like
think?
Older gays.
Older gays.
Yeah.
Older, wiser gays.
Older, wiser gays. And I imagine, that's what I think, I imagine there'd be people called, like, Lionel.
I was going to say Leonard.
And Leonard. They would probably go on a cruise every year. We love it, dear.
Yeah.
And I think they would
We're not together anymore. No, that's silly
We
business.
Haven't had sex in 50 years. But we have lovely holidays, don't we, Leonard?
Come on, Leonard. Seems very me, dear, gay, dear. You don't know,
it's very Catherine Tate, isn't it? Yeah. But I think there'd be quite a few of those characters there, which I would enjoy. I would enjoy sitting with at dinner.
Well, guys, you know the PO Box number.
If you want to write in,
write
you've
in.
Got a ticket for me to go on the Cunard.
Yeah, fax in.
Oh,
let
I'd
us
love
know
to go on a Cunard.
A Cunard.
Would you like to go on a cruise? Please don't touch the thing that makes the noise. Would
you? Oh, no, I'm getting told off.
Would you go on a cruise, do you think?
Maybe. Yeah, sure. I'd like to do the Olivier cruise, which is the gay girls cruise.
The gay girl. Olivier?
Yeah.
Or Olivia?
I think it's Olivia.
No, but it could be Olivier. I like the idea that it sort of ties in with the Olivier Awards.
It does. I think it is Olivier, you know.
Oh, that's fine.
And because they always have really great acts on.
Oh, do they? Who does it?
Like Wanda Sykes has done it.
Really?
I think Tegan and Sarah have done it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They are fun. I've performed on the...
On the gay cruise.
On the Atlantis ones.
Mm.
I loved it.
I mean, how many gay men on one ship?
2000.
Oh my god.
Every day is a fancy dress party.
Must have been absolute hoot.
There was a Greek party. I led the jumping in the swimming pool. Oh, it was really debauched. Well, I say that it wasn't actually. And it was really.
What did you wear to the Greek party?
That's the easy one because you just take the sheet off your bed and tie it into a toga. And then afterwards it turns into sort of a like dance party with like laser beams. I mean, it basically is like this sort of gay warship sort of pootling around the Mediterranean, around these Greek islands. Lovely people, very nice people. A lot of Polonex. Polish shirts, rather.
Yeah. Not Polonex. How cold was it? It's around the Antarctic, that's the only thing.
And you could get Botox done on board.
You're joking me.
No.
I thought fancy. You looked better coming back from that cruise.
See? You thought it was a tan. No. And no, I've not had Botox. But
I know. It's a new joke, guys.
I also sat next to this lovely older couple who were on their honeymoon. And they were from Vermont, I think, or Maine.
Vermont.
And they were on their honeymoon. They were so sweet. And they said, we've just been able to get married. And so we've done it. We've come on this cruise. We wanted to see Europe.
Americans,
they love to see Europe. And they said, we had our wedding in our local church. Everybody from the church came. It was
oh, how nice.
Occasion. It was really moving. Yeah.
I would have been moved by that.
Mm-hmm. Really nice mix of people. I think, you know, it's not bad.
Hey, I'd love to go.
Tina Fey has the really funny story about the cruise she went on in her
pants. In her book. We plug her book all the time on here.
Well, if you haven't heard it, you might really. Yeah, I think the audiobook is worth, in many ways better than the actual book.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah. I wish Tina Fey was my old friend.
I'd love Tina Fey to be my old friend.
I would love to. But then I think, she'd probably be so like, she'd find it so embarrassing. Like another 30-something gay man being like, hello.
Can I be your friend, please?
Can I be your friend?
Yeah.
Like, oh, please.
That's how I feel about Ellen. Sooner or later, our paths will cross and I'll be like, hey, can I come over for dinner?
Do you think she would be open to that?
I think she's really nice. I've just decided. If she was not really nice. No, she's got to be. She's so lovely on her
show.
But
you'd want to stop at a drive-thru on the way there. You know she's vegan.
She's vegan, no sugar, no salt. Oh,
no.
I'd have to have a McDonald's and then they'd put me in a rabbit coop and I'd have...
Yeah, just a few nuts and seeds.
Yeah, they'd probably drink from those water bottles, you know, with the little...
Probably
like
so,
a gerbil.
I mean, I don't think they're big eaters. I mean, Ellen looks amazing. How old is she now?
105.
Do you know what I mean?
She does look good for
she
it.
She looks great for it though, doesn't she?
She got Botox on a cruise once. Well, if we've learned anything from this week's podcast, it's that mine and Tom's dearest friends are really vodka, lime and soda and each other. So,
write us a letter.
Write in, tweet in.
Tweet in. Do tweet in. We love getting the tweets.
We love getting the
comments.
Our tour shows.
Yes.
Now, we are going to, let me see if I can remember them.
Can you remember all of them? Much Wenlock, Barton upon Humber.
Yes, Much Wenlock, Barton upon Humber. The Cardiff Glee Club.
Cardiff Glee has been added.
Ivy Bridge Watermark Theatre. Great Torrington Theatre. And we're doing another one at the Brighton Comedia.
Yes, Extra Brighton Comedia.
Extra Salford Larry. The Bradford Theatre, the Alhambra. Alhambra Rooms.
In Glasgow.
Glasgow's to the TBC.
TBC, sorry. Sorry, everyone. We are working on it. We have been asked. We have been asked about doing Scotland.
And I had another one in my head. Did I say Shoreham Rope Tackle?
No, you didn't.
But that does sound
Shoreham
like...
Shoreham Rope Tackle sounds like...
He got out of his Shoreham Rope Tackle.
sounds like a club night in Vauxhall.
Yeah, it does. No, that is what we're doing.
It's run by Fit Lads. You have to wear... You have to wear like a
like sportswear.
Sportswear.
And girls aren't accepted, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll be over the road in the vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
There are a couple more, but I think that's all I can remember at the moment.
Are we doing anything sort of Winchester way?
No, I don't think
so. Are we doing anything Norwich?
No, now Tom, you're just saying places that we're not going.
I know, but I feel like there are others.
There definitely are others. Fill time.
I love to go. Oh, just twisting the mic. Oh, I love to go to various places. I'm hoping that.
God, Tom, you're not good at this filling.
I'm hoping by the end of this tour, I will have my driving license.
Me too, because I am sick of driving us everywhere.
You must be so sick of driving. But if I have to drive, we'll be in such a crappy car.
We'll also be in. I'm excited to see you drive.
I am too. I mean, you say excited, you should be afraid. I'm worried that I'll be somebody who you stress out in the car with. No, Tom, no!
No, I won't. I'm not like that.
I think my dad is going to be like, no, do this. No, don't do that. I'm
okay, we're also
you.
Going to the Millham Beggars Theatre.
Are we?
Yep.
Where's that?
Fuck, nice. No, I have been there before and it was lovely, you know.
Great.
So that's going to be an absolute treat. Bath Comedia.
Oh, yes, I knew that.
Norden Farm in Maidenhead.
Norden Farm. Blackheath Halls.
Blackheath Halls.
Any others?
No, that's a Shoreham Rope Tackle.
That's your Shoreham Rope Tackle right there. You want to get it seen too.
Oh, and Milton Keynes.
What?
Yeah, we're playing Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes.
I think that's...
That's enough.
That's enough, isn't it? If anything, that's probably a couple too many.
Well, and hopefully we'll have Glasgow at some stage.
Yeah, Great Torrington Ivy Bridge. We've said those ones.
Where's that?
They're both in Devon. We're going to have a weekend in Devon, Tom. It's going to be ever so romantic. You'll love it.
Oh, I think I remember this being talked about. I think we spend a lot of time in Devon, don't we?
We do, Tom. We do. Now,
Somerset, Devon borders. Now,
we simply must go.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we must. Oh, goodness. So, thank you so much for listening. We will look forward to speaking to you again next week on Like
Minded Friends.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks very much. Thanks then. Bye.
Lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye. Bye. Oh, yeah.
A what?
I was going to say. I was going to say something about the topic to sort of end with that it was meant to be about, but
what were you thinking?
No, I just fucked the ending. Sorry, guys. We'll see you next week. Sorry.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.